The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Tuesday, the 19th of September. And Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaum. And it'll be later on later today because we have one of those days. Everybody has these days, right? Where we are at the cyclic rate until this afternoon. So Linda's out with the horse, joining us around 8, maybe a little bit later. But I get to be here and start the show, and I'm happy. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's at the helm with big hair. How you doing there?
Good morning.
You know when I say big hair, right? You have long hair, full long hair, and you've got it all kind of, well, it's
messy.
That's not messy. I think it's kind of attractive there.
It's art house.
I was describing somebody to Linda with 15 years ago. This is how long. This is her memory. Yeah, she had big hair. And we've used that term since then. When somebody's got a full head of hair and it's out. And, I mean, it was a compliment. Let me put
Thank
it that
you.
Way. Okay, I forget that. There may be just a slight, what's the word, translation problem with what I'm saying and what you're picking up. Because you're very... what's the word?
Direct.
Well, it's not direct, but when somebody says something to you, you take it, yes. I mean, you take the word as opposed to the nuance, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
you know?
There is,
you know,
a problem,
I mean?
With this, and I'm actually trying to learn the combination of the words that they mean way different.
It's totally things. Different. So, but you're doing a great job going to nursing school. I mean, and I imagine that must be kind of tough because you've got to probably translate certain words into your head and then back out again, you know, say a medical terminology.
I'm trying to learn already like a new language.
Well, that's what it is, and you're doing great.
No, yeah, problem. Also today is a big day. Today is the year when I left Ukraine.
Today is the
yes.
day you left Ukraine.
Yes,
and
I was
long,
traveling.
And how long ago was that?
Year ago, it was 19 of September, and we was traveling
just
for a month.
Year?
Yes.
Okay.
We was traveling for a month, and then we, around in the middle of October, finally came to America.
Well, I tell you what, right after, let me do the news and the weather. I want to talk to you a little bit about that, okay?
Okay, of course.
Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big surprise. I didn't know. A year ago today. Okay, hey, the weather, news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And the weather today, a high near 90, a low tonight near 62. So I'm looking at it the rest of the week, and oh my gosh, my friends, tomorrow, 87, Thursday, 81, Friday, 80, and these lows around 56 at night. So all the air conditioners are off, windows are open, Friday, sunny with 80. And, you know, it's going to be just a beautiful week because there's so many things going on. The Redding Roots Festival is going on this weekend. The Wild Horse Sanctuary up in Manton is going to be going on the 23rd. And, of course, the Honeybee Festival is going on Sunday, the 24th, in Palo Cedro. So it's just going to be a beautiful day. And on Sunday, a high near 78. So we're here. Fall has arrived. And this is the most beautiful time of the year, in my opinion. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane. The Kinney family, who have had this business for a couple of decades, provide just outstanding service to their customers. Propane's all the same, so it comes down to customer service, and they have outstanding customer service. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. This is the place to go if you need propane. Don't go to those big companies. Go to one that takes care of you. You can call them at 530-365-3793. Okay, so a year ago, you started your trek from the
big
Ukraine
trip.
To the United States.
Actually, in that moment, we was not knowing that we'll be at the United States because...
Oh, you didn't know you were going to end up here?
No,
oh,
because
okay.
My husband didn't have a visa at that moment.
So he's an illegal. Nah, I'm just kidding, because you got a visa. And, we know that.
Yeah, but it's actually hard for a lot of people over the world to have American visa. It's so hard.
Hey, tell Sue to head on out there to the front, please. Okay. Yes. And then...
yes, and so we started, like, our crazy trip. It was first, like, Poland, then I saw my mom in the Netherlands.
You saw your mom where?
In Netherlands. I sent my mom to Netherlands when the war started.
Oh, the Netherlands. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so finally I saw her.
Now, you were in the war started. They were moving in your area, and so you were seeing shelling, or it was coming to you.
Yes, unfortunately I saw all that. I was at Kyiv in the moment when the war started.
Uh-huh. And, okay.
Yeah.
So, and you're an American citizen, too.
Yes, I am. So I was illegal in that moment in Ukraine.
You were what?
Illegal in Ukraine.
You were illegal in Ukraine. Yes. But they took you there when you were 4. Come on.
Yeah, but like after 18, I'm supposed to make some documents. But,
oh, okay.
But it's so hard. You have to like live 3 months in Ukraine to request a permit from Ukraine to move there. And after that, you have to make a temporary visa and stay there before they will make it. But this term can be like for 2, 3, 5 years. Oh. And I don't want to be stuck there. So sometimes it's just easier to pay a fee.
Oh, okay.
But I don't recommend...
But you could pay a fee and be there.
Yes. So but I don't recommend this way.
Okay, so then you went, took your mom to the Netherlands, put her safely.
Yeah.
And then what? What happened then?
I was in Ukraine finishing some deals. I was trying to cross the border with my husband because it's hard. As you know, all the boys in military age from 25 till 60, from 20 till 60 are not able to cross the borders.
Oh, okay.
So, but he was having some sickness. He still has some sicknesses. Uh-huh. And we were trying to approve it and it get some time. So it was like around 7 months.
Okay.
And finally we did it. We moved... We just pack our backpacks and cross the border.
Okay.
It was a crazy trip because first we didn't know where we'll be. We went to Netherlands. We realized how expensive there is. Mm-hmm. And after that, we decided to apply for American visa and just wait. And then we get lucky and came here.
There you go.
But
how'd you end up in Reading?
I have a friend,
I know there's a Ukrainian, a group of Ukrainians, a strong little group of Ukrainians here in Reading.
Unfortunately, I don't know nobody of Ukrainians in Reading.
You're kidding, because I've run into several that have been on the show and everything.
No, really? I didn't met nobody for a whole year here.
Oh, for a year. Wow. Well, that's how long you've been here.
Yeah.
So how do you like America?
It's spicy.
Spicy.
Is it the correct word to say it?
I like the opportunity. Spicy is good.
I like the opportunity what we have here, like with that government gift for the people. But I don't like that people don't use the opportunities.
Whoa. Thank you.
I don't like when I'm coming to work and people make me a favor that they're coming to work with me.
Well, I try not to act like that.
No, I'm speaking about other coworkers that my age.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, because you work in a couple different jobs. Yes, that's right. You work in... I'm taking it personally. Not here. Okay, but that's right. You work in others. You know, it's funny how people will come in from other countries. And, wow, this is just great. And people that were born here do not realize how great this country is. And the opportunity it gives us. We're not perfect by any means. But it sure gives you an opportunity if you want to work hard.
Yeah, of course. And the thing is, like, people in Ukraine or other countries spending $1,000 to come to USA and have this opportunity. And people in Reading sometimes don't even travel over California to see how beautiful the state is. And they're just stuck in this little town.
Have you been to Lassen yet?
Yes, I've been. I've been in a lot of places already here, and I love it. And I love that I choose Reading because it's clean. It's nice.
How about
it's safe.
The people? The people okay?
Yes, they are. Nobody's not jumping on you on the streets like in Sacramento.
Okay. Well, thanks. thanks for sharing with us this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated by Rebecca and Henry. Just a fabulous selection of jewelry ranging from Native American to estate jewelry to brand-new pieces, of course, specially designed pieces if that's what you'd like. They can help you design your own piece of jewelry and then build it for you. That's Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00, and we'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Turn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Today is, of course, the 19th of September at 7:20 in the morning. And the it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful week. We're down in the 80s, my friends, this week. It's just going to be outstanding. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. With all the craziness when it comes to insurance companies in California, you need an expert, and that's Judy Maxwell. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's been doing this since 1993, helping family, seniors, business owners, veterans, and she's somebody you can talk to about getting insurance for your home after they failed to renew you. The insurance companies failed to renew you, not for anything you did, but just because you live in California. Give her a call at 530-221-0441 for ideas about that, for getting reviews of perhaps your retirement plan, because we just hit the $33 trillion debt. Just went over that. It seems like nobody's worrying about that, though they will when it starts, when the chickens are coming home to roost. Talk to Judy. Okay, things that are going on. You know, Ethan Hansen has been our announcer at our Colt 45 games and our football games last year. And Ethan works for the Record Searchlight. He and Dave Benda are the paper, essentially, for most of it. And Ethan is moving on. He's heading out to Purdue in Indiana, where he's taking over the sports and reporting all that in that area for Purdue University. And he's really looking forward to it. He came up from out of L.A. and on a train. Didn't have a car, any of that, when he started 4 years ago. Anyway, he's done a great job while he's here. We wish him nothing but the best in the future. Now, I need to bring up one more time Senator John Fetterman. If you remember, Senator Fetterman, when he was running against the august celebrity Dr. Oz for senator from Pennsylvania, that's the best they could put up there against him. He had had a stroke. He couldn't understand questions. He couldn't hear. He couldn't speak very well. And he still managed to win. Not knowing if the stroke was going to have a severe impact on him, and when he went to the Senate, he ends up being in a hospital for mental things and for many weeks. But he's back out again. He's got new hearing aids so he can hear better. But Fetterman is famous because he wears hoodies and gym shorts and flip-flops or tennis shoes. When he was elected, his staff said, you know, you got to wear a suit. I don't want to wear a suit. I don't want to wear a suit. Well, you know, but you got to wear a suit if you're going to be on the on the floor of the Senate. There are dress codes. Imagine that in the Senate of the United States of America. There's dress codes, suits and professional clothing for all the senators, you know, women or men. Well, Fetterman refused to do it, and he would do his votes by coming out of the cloakroom. And I always thought the cloakroom was kind of a small, I didn't know what I thought. Cloakroom, you put your cloaks or your coats in. No, this thing is huge. Well, he would stay in there until it time to vote, and then he'd walk out to the edge of the floor and tell them what his vote was going to be. He wouldn't be down on the floor. Well, how do you handle that? Well, if I was the leadership of the Democratic Party, I told him, you know what, you're going to have to man up here and put a suit on. And you're coming in here. No. So what did they do? They lowered the bar and said there's no dress code now in the United States Senate. The senior level of our government does not have a dress code. Do we have a dress code here at KCNR? Yes, we do. Do most businesses have dress codes? Yes, they do. But does the Senate of our United States have a dress code anymore? No. Unless you're a citizen that wants to come up and just observe. Then you've got to be in a suit and professional dress for women. But not the Senate. They are so lucky that I'm not a senator. Because I swear I'd bring a pig in. I think I talked about it yesterday. I'd bring up my pet pig in. I'd be wearing overalls, a straw hat, and boots. no shirt, and that's where I'd come in to make a point. And my pig would be a little pig with lipstick on it. Because, you know, when you try to put lipstick on a pig. I can't believe that they let this one person change this. How, and therein lies the problem of lowering the bar, which is this is indicative of. Well, if you can't, you know, if you can't come to school every day and you can't do your homework and you cheat on tests, well, that's okay. We won't count those. Excuse me. You know, you see people that come in from other countries, sitting back there with their mouth open. You come in from other countries, guess what? There's roles. You know, you go to school and you sit there in class and you do the work. So you can graduate, so you can get a job. Not here. Not in the United States. I cannot believe that the Senate voted to do this. No, or it's, I guess it was Schumer. Okay, no dress code anymore. How ridiculous. Now, I can't wait to see what the future is going to be like. Somebody comes in dressed like Carrot Top or a clown. That's my favorite. It would be a clown. Dressed like a clown and come in and sit there. I mean, the Republicans are missing their chance. One day, next week, if they can get it together, which is kind of, you know, I don't even know if, you know, any party can get it together, but say, okay, we're all going to come in clown costumes. In protest of your new edict that there is no dress code. It is totally ridiculous, but it's just indicative of what's happening in our country, and it's happening at the highest levels. Does that mean where else is this going to spread to? I mean, the Congress, the House of Representatives still has a dress code, and I think they will as long as you got Republicans in charge of it. So you don't like to wear a suit. I don't like to wear a suit, but if I go to places that need suits, I wear a suit. It'd be great to just, I'll just wear anything I want, and it's okay. San Francisco is having a heck of a time, as you know. Self-induced, this is what we call in the military a self-inflicted wound. That's when somebody shoots themselves to avoid combat or whatever, they shoot themselves. They wound themselves. They injure themselves, self-inflicted wounds. And that's all San Francisco is a self-inflicted wound walking around, trying to walk around. So they're having all those problems recruiting. So what are they doing? They're going to Texas to help recruit cops after their police defunding experiment failed. The Iranian transfer of prisoners, $6 billion sent to Qatar to make sure it's only going for humanitarian purposes, which is of course ridiculous. As soon as he gets into Iran, they'll use it for anything they want because it's a dictatorship under the Ayatollah. And the Revolutionary Guards. So they'll do anything they want with that money. And we gave up 5 prisoners, 2 of which have not been named. And you want to wonder, who was that? Were these terrorists out of some place? Were these guys that were the prime funding for terrorist operations that we had picked up? Were they, world-class spies? But we don't know because they haven't released that information, the Biden administration. And the majority of Americans are against this, not that it makes any difference, because we really don't have a say in the Biden administration, most people. So that's the newest and latest on that. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment. NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. You can buy them there. You can rent them there for the day. You can lease them. You can, and like I said, buy them. From small to large, for something working in your backyard, and they got these little bitty tractors and backhoes that are cool, work real well, or the large equipment. They have it all there. It's a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, out of Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. Can you imagine if the Senate comes in on the first day of summer? Not that they work during the summers, I don't think. And they're all wearing their cover-ups and swimsuits and floppy hats. Can you believe that? I mean, they could do that. There is no dress code. No dress code. Congratulations to the Democrats in the Senate. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBotlin. It'll be around 8, 8-ish. She's out there taking care of the horse duties this morning. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. You can, if you're not right here in town, you can hear us anywhere in the world, as we've had phone calls from all over the world at various times. I'm listening to you in France. And, you know, my main question is, that's great, but why? Oh, I just want to know what's going on. Okay, got it. Hey, it's a portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials, delays, anything that impacts on you because a work injury can be life-changing, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He's an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He's been doing it several years. His company is the largest one north of Sacramento when it deals to workers' compensation. Former Army 101st air assault guy, a former law enforcement officer, and now a lawyer. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan, the Republican. He's, I guess, the chairman of the Republican, Strategic Committee?
What is that? County Republican Central Committee. That's a mouthful.
I knew it was something like that. And but you brought in a couple guests today, Devin Armstrong and Tyler Diaz. Okay. And what are we talking about?
What we are talking about is a new, it's actually a club, but it's an organization, the College Republicans, California College Republicans, and we're establishing a club here at Simpson University. So it's a very exciting time for us to bring in a political club, just one of hopefully a couple that we'll be bringing in to Simpson.
Okay, and so it's called College Republicans.
It's and it's Simpson University. We're toying with the name now. We're just establishing this, but Red Hawk Republicans or Red Hawk College Republicans. That's our.
Going to be brought back.
Well, it's definitely we live in a separated country right now. I mean, you could see that no matter where you turn, you're either on one side or the other side. I think that with a lot of hard work, we would be able to come back from that. I don't think that it's going to happen overnight by any means. But I just know that right now the country is so divided that I don't think we know what we are as a nation or even as a community. And I think that's the biggest thing right now is trying to get community back into what's going on.
Yeah, well, that's true. That we, it used to be you could have a disagreement with somebody about a political thing, but you didn't end up hating them, and you ended up having, you know, coffee, or you could just talk about it, or, you know, be friends. I've got friends that are very liberal that we can discuss things. We both know that, you know, that we don't dislike each other just because of our views. I mean, you can learn something from both sides. And what about you? What about you, Tyler?
I would say that we are an extremely polarized country politically right now, but I think that with this election coming up this next year, I think that it could unify a lot of the American people more than we realize, because it's such a big election right now with Donald Trump in the running. He is such a popular candidate, and everyone – I can't think of the word right now.
But he was also because the media and the Democrats put a war against him.
Yeah,
kind of like the war that's going on against Biden. I want to hear both of y'all. So I don't care who talks first. So we've got two candidates running for the presidency of the United States, the most powerful country, the strongest economy, all of these things we have. One of them is had under indictment on four, maybe five different places, Mr. Trump. And one who is even 75% of the Democrats say he's too old to run again. I mean, my goodness. So here we are with that. Is there somebody, a dark horse that you're looking at that can be the unifier?
Right now, I don't really see anybody that everyone can really get behind and support fully, and more American people come together to support them, but there are some people who I think could definitely take the race in the the Republican Party.
Okay, besides Donald Trump.
I think DeSantis might have a good shot if Trump keeps getting charged with all these crimes and distracted from the actual election.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's the whole thing. That's why they're all, you know, it's why those charges came now. They could have come 2 years ago. But now it's during the election. I mean, mm-hmm. it's obviously, people will not say conspiracy. I don't use the word conspiracy, but it just seems kind of interesting that all of them came up at the same time, right when the election process is going on.
You say strategic.
Strategic planning. What about you, Devin?
To be honest, I think that with the way that the nation has been taken for the last three, almost 4 years now, I don't think that President Biden has any shot of re-election. I think that as a Republican, we know that, and I think as also, I mean, even
I think a lot of Democrats.
I think even as a Democrat, you'd know that.
I think Democrats, the way they'll do it is they just won't vote.
For sure. And
they're never going to vote for Trump. And see, but they're not, if he makes it to the next election, and God forbid anything happening to this man, I'm serious about that. But there may be a time that he goes, you know, I just don't know if I can do another 4 years. It's hard.
Let's hope that that's the case as he steps down from where he is as far as not rerunning. I don't think that we'd be any better off. If anything happened before that.
No, I mean, we don't want to see anything happen to the president of the United States, no matter what it is.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
But I think I think Trump has probably your best bet as far as the next presidential election. I don't think that...
I don't think he can pardon himself, though.
I don't think he can pardon himself. I don't think he can. But I don't think these charges will stick.
In the last 3 months of his presidency, he can give it to his vice president. And his vice president can then, Ford did to Nixon, which is probably the best thing to do back then. Okay, got to take a break. If you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, car, truck, or bicycle. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Pizza Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Join us for the Iron Soldier Ride Saturday, September 30th. All motorcycles welcome. Registration is 9 a.m. at Shasta Harley-Davidson on Twin View Boulevard in Reading. All registered riders get the commemorative T-shirt and free barbecue lunch. Reading Harley Owners Group leads you on a scenic ride to Intermountain Fairgrounds in MacArthur for lunch and the ride back. Due to a generous grant from KIXC Channel 9, Homeward Bound can sponsor up to 40 military veteran riders and their guests for this event at no cost.
KIXC Channel 9 says thank you for our freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, which allows them to be on the air every day. For more information on the Iron Soldier Ride, taking off this year from Shasta Harley-Davidson, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. That's 530-859-3176. Hope to see you this September 30th, and thanks for your support. Again, for more information, that's 530-859-3176.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Turn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey NorCal, Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. Today, the 19th of September, 7:50 in the morning. It's a beautiful day out there right now. It's about 60 degrees, going up to 90 today, and that's going to be the warmest day of the week. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan, who is, I guess, you are the mentor or the... college, what is, you need a rep for these clubs
advisor.
And all that? Advisor.
Yeah, no, academic advisor.
For the Young Republicans.
You speak college.
I'm sorry, College Republicans. Young has got a different connotation. Was that? So College Republicans, and you're trying to figure out what your name's going to be, but you still. How many people in your club, Tyler?
So far, it's just us two, but we're we're really
so.
We're
who's president? Who's president and who's vice president? Tyler's president.
I guess I'm the president.
You are the president. You just pointed, so we've got it and it said, so it must be done. So, are you going out to your fellow students to see if they want to get involved?
I know I definitely am. I'm talking to a lot of my friends on my wrestling team. I see people from the baseball team. I say, hey, I stop them and I tell them a little bit about the club and I tell them that we're going to start it up pretty soon and that we're working on it and working on getting funds right now.
So what do you want to achieve, Devin?
So in the short term, our goal is on September 30th heading down to Anaheim, California for the GOP meeting. Right now, I mean, we started this, I think it was September 8th, we had our first meeting, so we're...
The two of you?
Yep.
Yeah, Dr. Sloan.
Yeah, okay.
And
you
so...
You got to start someplace. A movement starts.
Yes.
We'll just got
a single...
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think September 30th is our biggest goal at the moment, is to get at least us two down to Anaheim, California, busing down there all the way to the GOP meeting, where we...
Convention,
where we would meet with not only other College of the Republicans chapters, where we'd also have the opportunity to meet with different politicians, meeting with different sides of the party, and really getting to dive into what it would be to be a politician without having to be a politician at the time.
Well, you want to learn how the system works. That's the whole thing, is how does the system work? The Republican Party, in my opinion, Dan, sorry, has really blown it here in California, because we have a population of hardworking, conservative, family-oriented, religious, of millions that we've somehow, or you all somehow in the Republican Party, have not gathered in the Hispanic vote. And I'm not sure why that is. I know you've gotten more every year.
Yeah, we actually Devin and Tyler were at a dinner that we just had, a fundraiser, and at that dinner we had the College of Republicans from California, the California College Republican chair and others, all are in that young 20 to 23, 24 year old status. Uh-huh. They're all of them were Chinese American, Persian, different cultures there in their minority status. And that's one of the things that we're doing is bringing diversity back into...
You have to do that.
Yeah, back into a party.
Christina's from Ukraine.
Yeah.
You probably didn't hear what she was saying about coming to this country.
I did.
But what she said is the opportunity here, the opportunity in this country. And she says, I don't believe I see other people, not the station. She works like 18 different jobs and goes to school. She says they don't appreciate it, yeah. And they don't travel. You know, she's been all through up here, Lassen Park and all that. She says, but other people don't even travel here. So they don't recognize the opportunities that the United States offers. Diverse groups totally understand it. Mm-hmm. Totally understand.
Well, these people that came up, amazingly, they're at UC Berkeley. And imagine being the chair of the California College Republicans and the chair of the chapter at UC Berkeley, a poli-sci student, and trying to argue there. We have it made, and they recognize that. They're like, man, we just wish we had the opportunities like you guys do, where you've got this huge Republican, you know, a benefit where 65% of the people that vote in our community are voting Republican, yeah. And they've got 7%, or, you know, just a minority, extreme minority, and they've been sued. They're having to sue the school to get them to allow them to have the chapter on campus. And here, our president of Simpson University was just at our dinner, and they're like, they were amazed. They were just jumping for joy, just helping during the fundraising.
You got to get out of California, and you'll see more of that.
Yeah, but we are bringing that
here.
In.
That's the only way we're going to, you know, the Republican Party is going to regain is to open that tent up.
Right.
And it's open. It's just you've got to get the word out. So that's what you guys are doing. Okay, so you're heading down to the convention. You're going to interact, network with people. All right. So, on campus, when you approach somebody, what do they say?
Typically, they say that they're interested and to let them know when we're having our first meeting so that way they could attend. I mean, not everyone's really open to doing it because they have sports in school as well. But
politics, when you're 18 to 20,
doesn't sound too appealing.
But they don't understand is
right.
What an impact politics has on their lives.
And I tell them that one of our goals is to bring awareness to political issues as well, so rather than just debate and push forward Republican beliefs. I want to hear also from other people as well, so that way we can get discussions going.
I can't tell you how many times in here people have come in with different concepts on things that I thought, and that I've not changed, but I sure have opened up my tent to listening to other people, because there's a lot of good ideas on all sides. And if we can't just automatically, in my opinion, you're a Democrat, you're Republican, and not listen to anything anybody says. It's ridiculous. Right. Okay, so what do you two want to do when you after you matriculate here? You've been going here for 3 years, so you probably want to get into police work.
Yep.
Tyler, how about you, Deb?
Well, right now I have my own little woodworking business that I've been doing on the side since I was a sophomore in high school. And so really getting into politics was more to see what, from a business aspect, is of what to expect from different, not just parties, but to see what it takes to be cordial with other people as well. Being able to talk out issues and being able to communicate as effectively as possible, I think, and not only have the opportunity to network with people, but also be able to be like, how are you doing? What are you looking for? And what is your viewpoint on this uh-huh. issue?
Are you both local guys?
No, I'm from Manteca, California, okay. but I stay up here when I go to school.
Sure. What about you?
I'm straight from Redding, okay. right here in Redding, California.
Okay, now Tyler looks like he could be a policeman.
He does.
I mean, I mean, you already got the mustache.
Yep.
Okay, and you're not afraid of physical contact, and you're bright. And Devin looks like Tom Brady. Has anybody told you that?
That's actually my nickname on the football team.
Okay, well, you know, he That's looks like Tom Brady, don't you?
Young Tom Brady.
Yeah. A young Tom Brady, yeah. I mean, of course, Tom Brady still looks young to me.
Plastic surgery.
Okay.
Well, we are looking for...
Yeah, what are you looking for?
We're looking for some support for these guys. They okay. just started. We came back to university classes in beginning of September. They're trying to raise money for this trip they're taking. They can go to ChastaGOP.com, get some information there, or
okay.
contact me at ShastaGOPChair@gmail.com.
Okay,
we'd be happy to help. We need to raise quite a bit of money because it's a lot of expense going to L.A. Down on the bus and the convention.
Now is this a Republican bus sitting down there, or is this just on the
yeah.
bus?
It's what it is I'm a delegate, and
okay.
I had the opportunity to help set up a bus that's going down to Anaheim. It's about 50 delegates that'll be on it. So
okay.
it's a perfect opportunity for them to network on the way down and on the way back. And then again, they'll have the opportunity to meet a lot of politicians and a lot of people that are running that are candidates for various seats and positions. There'll be thousands of people there at the convention. We're going to be voting on the platform for the Republican platform. There's generally a lot of fights on the floor, and sometimes they actually become physical fights. Hopefully not, but it's exciting. It's
if
fun.
If there's not some fists thrown in a political convention, it's not really a political convention.
That's true.
Tyler's here to break that up. That's why we're bringing up.
Are you kidding? I thought Tyler was your bodyguard.
Yeah.
I'm not that big.
Okay. They can get a hold of you at
ShastaGOPChair@gmail.com.
And when does this happen?
We need it immediately because we're going to be leaving here next week at the end of the week to go down to Anaheim. And like I said, the cost of everything is very high. They're college students. They can't afford a whole lot right now. Can't ever probably while they're in school. But it's considerable considering it's in Anaheim and you know what the hotels are and food and yeah. everything.
Okay. When you're finished, I got to run here because I've already over the on the hour. When you're back, after it's over, I want you all back again. I want to hear you two, what you thought of being there for your first convention.
Yes, love sir. To. That's awesome.
Great. Okay, we've got a break for the news, and we'll be right back with Redding Rancheria.
Zelensky will address the General Assembly today and the Security Council tomorrow. Zelensky questioning why Russia remains a member in good standing at the UN.
In the United Nations still, it's a pity, but still, there is a place for Russian terrorists. It's a question, not to me, I think it's a question to all the members of the United Nations.
Exchange for 5 detained Iranians, along with $6 billion in previously frozen Iranian assets. 5 Americans who had been held by Iran are now back home. The prisoner swap being celebrated by the Biden administration, while critics complain that Iran's big payday will only encourage future hostage-taking while funding Iran's international terrorism enterprise. The limited auto workers' strike could become more widespread on Friday. The UAW threatening to expand the walkout if there is no progress in contract talks. They have found the wreckage of the missing F-35 fighter jet. It crashed over the weekend after the pilot ejected. The debris found in rural South Carolina. Watching Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 235 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 119, and the S&P trading 29 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government is spying on you. No surprise, I know, but did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
House Republicans remain divided on approving more aid to Ukraine, according to a new report card released by a conservative group. It grades members on their support for the embattled country.
The Republicans for Ukraine report card says that among the 222 GOP lawmakers, there are 82 A's, 43 B's, 8 C's, 17 D's, and 72 F's. In terms of support for Kiev, those who received A's include House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul, the Republican from Texas, who has been adamant about providing more assistance. The conservative group evaluates House members on six criteria, including whether they voted for laws supporting U.S. aid to Ukraine and what they have publicly said about Ukraine's war with Russia. Edwin Mora, Capitol Hill.
A Ukrainian governor says Russia launched a massive drone attack on western Ukraine earlier today. A warehouse damaged. One person was killed. News and analysis, townhall.com. Can't make bail? The state of Illinois says no problem.
As of Monday, Illinois has eliminated cash bail, making it the first state in the nation to do so. Critics say those accused of criminal activity will commit more crimes while they await trial. Defendants accused of a specific list of felonies and violent misdemeanors can still be detained ahead of trial, but the burden will be on the state to argue the defendant poses a flight risk or a danger to the community. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Foreign companies operating in China say tension with Washington over tech, trade, and other issues, as well as uncertainty over Chinese policies, are damaging the business environment, causing some to rethink plans for investing in China. The results of surveys by the American Chamber of Commerce and by the European Union Chamber of Commerce in China largely agree on appealing for greater certainty over China's stance toward foreign businesses. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's the 19th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Her first segment, she told us about a year ago today, she was leaving the Ukraine.
I listened to the show on the way back from Palo Cedro, uh-huh. And I find it very interesting, and I would love some time to be able to sit down with Christina and go into, is it Christine or Christina?
Christina.
Okay. Because Christina is so pretty, too. Both of the names are fabulous. But anyway, I would love to be able to go into more in-depth about the journey of what it is to come to America from a war-torn country and what that is, and to be so appreciative of being here. I love that.
Things that people take for granted because they were born and raised here.
And the opportunities we have.
The opportunities that are here. And every time I went to a place that sucked and came back, real suck.
It's true.
It's true. And then you come back to this country, and it's like, turn on, okay, small thing maybe. You turn on a faucet anywhere in the United States, and you can drink the water.
Most of the
you
time.
You realize? Well,
99.9%.
There may be a couple places, but they fixed that if something happens. But just being able to turn on a faucet and having water You don't realize how we don't even think about it. But you're in some of these other countries. That didn't happen.
And the opportunity, which we are going to segue into in just a moment, about how we have health care. And some people will say our health care, you know, some will say health care isn't what it used to be. But we're going to find out more about the gifts that we have been receiving here with Glenn Hayward, with Reading Rancheria, and some of the wonderful facilities here that I think everybody needs to know. But first, let's do the weather. Today looks like we're going to have beautiful skies. With our the highs of our temperature is going to be around 90 today, overnight lows of around 62. Wednesday is calling for sunny skies once again, clear, beautiful days with 87, overnight lows of 59. Thursday is going to call for temperatures around 81. Thursday night, mostly clear skies with our temperatures around 55. As you were reading these temperatures earlier today, Carl, I was thinking, down comforters about ready to. Now's the time to get your Uggs and your comforters out in the sun to get clear, fluff them up. And you can wash your Uggs, by the way, for ladies if you're, or guys, if you're listening, you can wash them in the washing machine, put them out in the sun, and they're fabulous to go. Friday, temperatures around 80. And overnight lows of 56. Windows open. Saturday, sunny 81. And Saturday night, around 57. Now, as you look at the weekend, 78 on Sunday. Love this. Under 80 degrees. And the weather is always brought to you by our veteran-owned business. Sponsored us since the very beginning for our weather. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned. Senior discounts, 365-3793.
There you go. And we're here with Reading Rancheria with Glenn Hayward and Maria Orozco.
And the beautiful Maria Orozco. Always improving, always growing. This is something that I love about the body of work with the Reading Rancheria and the beautiful tentacles that go out into the community. So let's talk about what our listeners can be aware of that's new, that's changing, what's developing. Good morning. Both of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know after that.
Well, I mean, you're always growing. There's always something new every day. Did you know?
And Glenn Hayward is in charge of the medical side.
Correct.
Of the Reading Rancheria. And we have watched you grow over the 13 years we've been on the air. 13 or 14. But there's other things happening, too. Glenn, can you give us a kind of a synopsis of everything that Reading Rancheria on the medical side has done? And then there's some new things happening, too. I don't know what. We'll probably get to that after the break. But a synopsis of what Reading Rancheria has done.
I think that Reading Rancheria has really been on a mission to expand access to care, not just to our tribal members and Native American community, but to the community that we live in. We see over almost 12% of the non-Indian population in Shasta County. And so that's close to 16,000 patients that we see, that we take care of, that we provide exceptional health care, and we don't charge them. There's no copays, no deductibles when you come to our services. So removing those barriers of care. And the vision of the Tribal Council has always been to expand health care, improve the health of the community that you live in. Because truly, if you want to be wealthy, you have to have good health.
I like that. It's true.
Your clinics you've opened up, you have, I think, four now?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Two here in Reading?
We have three. We have our third one opening up here in November.
Okay.
And we have one in Trinity County as well that opened up a little over a year ago.
That's in Weaverville.
Yes.
Yeah, can we just talk about that, the facility in Weaverville?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is so beautiful. We have friends that live in Weaverville that have been there. I mean, their families have been back for four generations. And we met them for lunch one day at the country club, and we ran into Stacy and Tracy, and they said, come on over and take a tour. So for the third and the fourth generations living there, they said, you're not going to believe this building. So we went in outside of something that's out of Scottsdale, something that is the most beautiful with the plexiglass, river running through it, and the beautiful art display, and to feel like you are in an environment that speaks wealth and health. And what you said really means a lot, because if your life is on the line or your health is on the line, nothing else matters except for to get well, getting answers, having a team.
When we went out to build that, we hired Nichols and Melberg, local architectural firm here, and they did an amazing job for us. But we wanted to make this new health system a place for gathering where people can come in and sit down. And if they're not even having a doctor's appointment, they felt welcome to come in, enjoy themselves, sit down, talk with other patients about heart disease or hypertension. That's part of the healing process in itself. And learning from what other people have experienced, what they've done to fix that, it's just adding that ancillary care out there. And so that facility is one of our most beautiful facilities we have, and it will only be compared to the health village that we build starting next year. But this one in Trinity County was 18,000 square feet and a little over $12.5 million, but the tribe is invested in Trinity County, and we are committed to changing the health care in all of Trinity County.
We have a water feature there.
We do.
And I understand that there's you're adding a bear den, so a bear can come in there and spend the winter. not inside, but kind of on the outside.
There you go. We got a beautiful back porch to hang out on.
Well, Weaverville fought for a hospital there for a long time. They had a very small hospital, but they, you know, they would come in and out like, we're going to close it, we can't fund it, or we can't whatever it was. And I know that several people were on that committee to try to keep it alive and thrive. So what an addition to have these, you know, doctors and experts that are in this beautiful environment. So, all right. So then we're going to – should we go to an early break and come back and talk about what the next phase of plans are in your
whatever you want,
health and wellness?
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally-owned, local board of directors, been in the business 16 years, one of the top-rated small banks in the United States right here, Cornerstone Community Bank. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and it's just really a pleasure to work with them. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot. At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Cruise on down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sail the seven seas with our $55,000 cruising through fall. Swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win instant prizes, like drawing entries for your chance to be one of 10 winners to float away on the cruise of your dreams. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Final drawings on August 31st and September 28th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win.
win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, NorCal. Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
Welcome
Earth,
back.
Wind, and Fire.
Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. It's open and carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. They have crepe myrtles, dwarf-size, semi-dwarf, and full-size to choose from, and all types of roses in stock. They got it all at Gold Leaf Nursery, locally owned, locally operated, located at 6186 Churn Creek Road. Just about a half mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday. And we're here with Reading Rancheria and Glenn Hayward and Maria Orozco, two of our favorite people. And we've talked about the fact of all the 12,000 patients being seen at the Reading Rancheria clinics. And plus everybody, all Native Americans, plus anybody that works for Reading Rancheria.
Yep, and anybody living in a Native American household.
Okay, so when you think about this, the thing that always impresses me is this. Without that clinic, no copays and all this, people come in, get great care, they get top-of-the-line meds. You know, those people would be in the emergency rooms. In the emergency rooms, many of them. So this provides health care with the doctor you know for your family and all of us. Now, then you've got the health center that's going to be opening next year.
The Health Village.
Health Village.
So
well, we'd be breaking ground next year.
Oh, breaking ground next year. Okay. And what's that going to look like?
So that's our biggest project yet. It's 190,000 square foot health and wellness campus. 90,000 of that is just a wellness center, meaning indoor gym, indoor basketball courts, indoor air-conditioned running track. We have an indoor pool, outdoor pool. It's really centered around connecting people to overall wellness, taking a holistic approach to medicine rather than just Western medicine. If you've got a problem, we give you a pill. We also have ways that you can get your body healthy as well. We have an outdoor garden where our patients can get fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. These are types of things. So instead of starting iron supplements right away, if you're anemic, maybe you just get a bushel of leafy green vegetables every week.
I love that.
So those types of things that can help people approach medicine in a different manner, as well as improve access to care. And then we have growth expansion for the next 20 years in our medical facility with dental, behavioral health, psychiatry, physical therapy, cardiology, you name it, we're going to have it.
I think that this is very on, what would you say, online, on time, on point. Because, for instance, You know, doctors are in my family. I have friends that are doctors. Someone I know right now who is very successful practicing in the field of oncology is going to, through a two-year holistic, to expand the practice with exactly what you're talking about, because we can't be on pills that we have no idea where they're actually, what's inside of the pills, because not all pill, every pill for blood pressure or thyroid is the same because of the manufacturer. So you don't know if there's a way to not take a pill, and you can grow your own vegetables and you can do these things for your ultimate health or blood pressure, et cetera. It's not something that doctors really take, in their practices, have a lot of nutrition and holistic. So I believe with you that in the next, that's the wave of our future. We must go there.
We do have to transition, and the tribe's been working on that as far as more of proactive medicine rather than reactive medicine. If we're case managing your diabetes, then we consider ourselves we've already failed. We should have prevented you from getting diabetes to begin with. So we're putting a lot of our funds and our efforts into preventing the disease process itself. And for whatever reason, if that doesn't help or you need to have that augmented with Western medicine, we have top-of-the-line services that can help you with that too. But the goal is preventative medicine.
Is the are there natural remedies, obviously, that you're all going to be using here in the holistic approach?
So we have we'll have acupuncture. We have some of our clinicians have expertise in more of a traditional medicine. So the goal is really you want to have a variety of types of medicine people can access, because not everybody likes to access medicine the same way as everybody else. So you need to have things that drive people to your facility that want to help them get better. So I think improving that by having different options for people to choose. When you come to our facility and you get assigned to us as a patient, you get to see the bio of every physician. You get to pick out who you think is going to be best for you. What do you have the same goals? Do you have the same interests? These are things that you have to be in connection with your provider in order to have that trusting relationship. So the patient drives a lot of this effort, and that's the way healthcare really needs to be done.
I think what's I just want to say this. I know
I've got to be quicker. I've got to be quicker, yeah. Because when I start to say something, she is ready.
Well,
boom, right there.
I'm just
but
curious.
I didn't have a question. So.
Well, I'm just curious as we as you progress and that we get some of these doctors on our show that are in your program. That once I think there's a mindset with a lot of our society that once you start, let's say a diabetic medicine or let's high blood pressure or cholesterol, that once you start it, you can't go off. And it would be so interesting to hear from somebody who's been in in a doctor's field and then also branches out into the holistic part of it. Can you do that? How do you do that? Because we all know that one drug branches off another drug, and you've got all these side effects that happen from all these different, you know, it's hard to isolate which one it is.
Absolutely. I think that changing the culture and that relationship with the provider that can say, listen, you're having an issue with your blood pressure. These are things we need to do. We obviously need to lose some weight. We need to exercise more. But sometimes those things don't work. Genetically, if you're Native American, you're predisposed to diseases more than anybody else. You have age that you can't control, your genetics, your sex you can't control. So some things you just can't fix no matter what. And you're going to be, you know, genetics can get you every time. Mm. And so at some point you're going to need something that possibly medication that help, because no matter what you do, you're still going to have high blood pressure or you're going to have high cholesterol. There's so some things we can't change, and so that's where Western medicine can come in and help benefit.
You know, I can understand the extreme benefits of both. You want to prevent something before it starts. You want to be able to treat it then without, quote, you know, meds. You know, there's, you know, because you see things online all the time that you don't trust, but, you know, there are certain, natural substances that can work to lower blood sugar and all this. I mean, it's from what I understand. But diabetes is, if you look at it, type 2. I mean, kids 10 years old 10, 11 years old, we got type 2 diabetes, and it's not because of specifically because of their genetics. It's because they don't get outside. They don't get in the sun. They don't, and mom and dad are just letting them do it. You've got to almost change a whole mindset here.
You do, and our community health department, which has an award-winning diabetes program, has done that. We have family cooking nights where we bring families in. We have demonstration kitchens that's run by nutritionists and dietitians, and they show families how to cook, how to cut vegetables, get the kids involved so they're more willing to try and eat the vegetables. They'll do it better in a group setting with other kids. And then we give gift cards for them to go to the Safeways, the Raley's, to get this dinner recipe. So little change at a time. It's baby steps. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. We didn't get here overnight. We're not going to fix it overnight, but we've got to start someplace.
Well, and my final thoughts here before the break is also exercise is a part of that. And I'd like just like to say to Maria that I had to carry Linda from the car. She got to the car and called me. She got to the house and called me. She says, I need some help. I had to carry her in after the jazzercise class you put her through. I've been rubbing ice on her knees. I mean, it is. She does Pilates, and you know, which is good. But she said, I can't believe the jazzercise, and Maria did two of them in a row.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I have to, and she is absolutely sweaty. Her clothes are wet, and but this is. Exercise is a way to help prevent
right.
and control diabetes.
I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to figure it out, you know, and it's like anything else when you try, you know, your mind thinks as you get older, like I ran in college, I was like you, Maria, I was a cheerleader, all these things that were jam, dancing, jumping up and down. But as you get older, you have to modify and figure out, like, who am I today and what's my body accepting today? And that's a real conversation you have to have with your body. And it's really, like, if there's a 10-year period from you when you did anything like step or jazzercise, you got to have a conversation with your joints.
You need to ease into it. You can't just try and keep up with Maria,
no.
Okay?
She's a monster. I'm going to say I'm going to get her like a monster Maria.
She was right with me.
Yeah. It's so much fun with you.
Well,
anyway,
yeah.
Anything I do with you is fun.
But you didn't have to carry her in
afterwards.
If you're going to continue this, joking. You drive her home and
I
drag her in and just
her
hand her to
shoulders.
Me. There
ice
you go.
Packs on the
okay,
we've
got to
take
a
when
break.
We come back, let's talk about the Churn Creek Wellness and Dental Center that's opening up. I'm fascinated with this. We're very excited about what you guys are doing.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. The only place I've had my haircut since I've lived here. I've never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. They do have some walk-ins, too. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
More disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot. At Kent's Pizza Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, NorCal. Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
I love this song, too. Okay, put this in our playbook. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Hey, this weekend, a lot of stuff going on. One, of course, is Reading Roots. It's going to be going on Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, we have tickets to give away.
We have tickets to give away. Do you have them?
I do. They're going to come by, and they're going to give a couple more wristbands. Now, the wristbands are good for 2 days.
2 days.
For 2 days. They're $70 value. A 32
day.
Bands. No, it's
oh,
for,
just,
yeah.
Okay.
Maybe more. I'm not really sure. I think
32 bands at least.
32 bands, 3 stages. Starts Friday night. We're going to be there, at the Paseo stage, for Danger Kitty, which is like one of my new favorite, like, bands. I'm just in love. So, Danger Kitty, and then of course we've got names, and all day Saturday, 3 different bands, Cascade, Paseo, and the park.
Okay, now, is that the park where the food trucks are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, same time on Saturday, so you can go to these, take some time, and from 11 to 4 p.m., you've got the Wild Horse Sanctuary open house. And I think it's important to go out there to see the kind of great work they do. They're gonna have, activities for kids. You get to paint a pony. I'm not sure what that's going to be. Live music. An author, Terry Farley, who has written the series of books called Phantom Stallion. Questions and answers with our large and small animal vets. Craft vendors. Huge tax sale. Even though we have a horse we're not riding right now and 4 saddles, I'm sure there's room for another saddle in our tack room. And food trucks and more. That's going to be at the Wild Horse Sanctuary. It's on Wilson Hill Road in Shingletown. You go through there, make a right, go down the bottom of the hill, and there it is. Also, then on Sunday is the Honeybee Festival. Now, they're still looking for volunteers to be the one that has the beard of bees. And I'm looking at Maria right now.
Does it put a beard on?
They put the queen bee on your chin, and the rest of the bees come up and swarm on it.
Well, there's a particular guy that does that. It's not.
Oh, no, but I'm thinking, because you are always up for a challenge.
I would do it for a fundraiser for Dr. Davis.
There you go. There you go. So.
Glenn would be right next to me.
No, I'm allergic to bees. I stay away from them.
Well, just,
me too.
What you do is you don't jump up and down. You have to probably stay pretty silent. And I'll be standing out there with the little smoker that can come in there and do little puffs of smoke. Anyway, that's going to be happening in Palo Cedro, and that's going to be another good time. We're going to have Miss Honeybee, or Miss Honeybee Festival Queen.
Right.
I'm not sure if she's Miss Honeybee of the United States. We had her on one time. Just a delightful
it's
young
really
lady.
It's really a fascinating, yeah. Very educational event as well. We enjoyed it every year. And you learn about the people we have right in Palo Cedro. We have people who are world-renowned queen bee breeders, and they send them all over the world, and people start their colonies, and it's fascinating, educational, and then, of course, there's music and craft booths, and it's a lot of fun. And we have a KCNR stage, I believe.
I'm not sure. But
well, we have something there, but anyway, so we're very happy to be a part of that.
Okay.
Let's get back to the Churn Creek Wellness Center, Health and Wellness Center. You talked about the fact that you've got some... When is that opening?
So that's going to be opening in November of this year. And that is our wellness and dental facility. It's our newest addition to our health system. This is going to improve access to recovery for opioid dependence, alcohol abuse disorders, also behavioral health. We're adding three new behavioral health providers over there to improve the access for mental health care. And then also opening up a dental facility for dental care. Dental care is part of the overall health of your body, and we are severely lacking access to dental care in this town.
Really? Okay, so look, elaborate more on that facility, and where is it, and when did, like, November what-ish?
November-ish, we are finishing the parking lot right now and the ADA requirements. The building itself is done. It's fully stocked. All the inventory is in there, but we're just waiting for the certificate of occupancy once we get the parking lot done. So that should be sometime in November, we're told. This is right next to our Churn Creek campus now. We bought the two buildings there used to be called Churn Creek Dental. So we bought both those buildings there from the dentist that owned that lot, and we've already remodeled one, and we still have another one we can expand into as well.
So where are you bringing the dentist in from? I mean, are you like asking some of the people maybe in private practice, they don't want to be in private practice anymore, or how are you bringing them in?
So with our dentists we have now, we've recruited most of them, except our dental director was in private practice here when we started. But we do bring in providers, whether it's dental or medical providers who are in private practice here who are just tired of dealing with the workload of running a private practice, maybe not happy at their current employer, and they want to come work for the best employer in town, and we take care of them. And so I think that helps us in recruitment as well, is the fact that we have the Rating Rancheria behind us and that name known for being an exceptional healthcare provider.
Well, my brother is in private practice, and I know that for him, I can just tell you, I mean, over Thanksgiving tables and us getting together, you know, he's frustrated and weighed down.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep saying, come up to Reading. You know, this is a place that you could really thrive and do what you love to do. Because he was in the medicine in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, he's got 4 specialties, and he's just brilliant at what he does. But the daily grind of trying to deal, and he's on the weekends, he's doing his own, you know, billing, and I mean, it's crazy.
It does start to monopolize their time. They are losing less and less time of actual providing health care,
right,
which they went into from beginning with. And the running of the building, the dealing with insurance companies, dealing with staff, working with the constant overhead and stresses of that, wears on a provider at some point. And
well, you need to let us know for sure and come in and let's do, when you do the grand opening and the ribbon cutting, we want to definitely be there and support you, because we all know that where are we if we're in a time of need, and we need to know about who's doing what and providers, et cetera. Now, can we switch to, I'm going to go over here to Maria, and you talked about Paul Davis.
Yes.
And Paul Davis is renowned as like a wonderful physician specializing in?
He's a DO. He's a doctor of osteopathic medicine.
There you go.
Family medicine.
I think he's done a few of my friends' joints, shoulders, elbows. Yeah. So he is working a couple days a week. How does that look with Paul Davis?
He works 3 days a week for us.
Love that.
Yeah, he's been there for probably close to 25 years, so
he's
down to 3 days a week.
Okay.
He's our chief of medicine.
Okay, your chief of medicine. I wasn't aware of that, so that's kudos. So he's dancing.
He will be performing and dancing with Leah Hernandez. She's the star. He's the star. She's the professional dancer. Plus, she works for the tribe, so win-win, both tribal and they are so excited. We're actually going to start our fundraiser for them that we're going to do a $100 match of free play. So you can come to the casino and you already know that you're going to put 20 bucks in. We're going to give you 20 bucks in cash. We'll take that 20 and apply it right to one safe place in the Children's Legacy Center.
So if somebody comes into the casino, where do they go to say, I want to donate $100? Do they automatically get $20 at a time on their card, or is $100? If they go, I'm going to give $100 towards Paul.
So for this fundraiser, we'll be out front.
Okay.
Sitting there every day, 9 to 4, till the date of...
That, by the way, is a brilliant strategy. Brilliant strategy.
It's worked!
Okay.
It lets everybody come in and volunteer, and they feel like they're a part of it. It also makes our customers feel like, you know, we're giving back as well. They put stars on there. It's so cute.
Well, there's been a lot of change with the Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place, and they combined, and people are like, who's doing what? They're still, because it's been One Safe Place for so long. So this event will be called, and by the way, it's in October
21st.
And mark your calendars for that. It's always a fun event. I'm always blessed to be part of it, asked to be part of it. And you asked me, and I was like, of course, Maria says, how high, and can you come blow out your knees during jazzercise? I'm right there with you, buddy. I'm going to do it. Watch me. I'm right there by your side. I had to throw it in there because it's fun. But anyway, going back to the One Safe Place and the Children's Legacy, so your doctor, who you tout so highly, Dr. Mm-hmm. Davis, will be in this particular show.
He sure will. He's representing. After a long line of people who have, he stepped up and said, I will do the last dance.
Oh, man, that's great.
We tried with this guy.
You don't want to see that.
But he said Dr. Davis has to move, so we're ready to watch.
If Carl can do it.
Dr. Carl. Davis loves the dance.
He's
a perfect fit for it.
Okay. So what are some of the other things that are happening with special events that are going on in the next that we can put in our calendars for the month of October within Wind River, or openings, or highlighting things?
So this Friday, September 22nd, I believe, is Native American Day, so we will all be closed in honor of Native American Day. There's things going on at the Capitol. There's local things. It's just a day for all of us Native Americans and people who work for Native Americans to be able to have a holiday and a nice day to spend.
I think that's wonderful if you know people that are Native American, just to acknowledge for our listeners to say, you know, hey, this is your day.
Yeah, it's important to have, and I love to see all the culture that Northern Hispanic Chamber of Commerce hosted an event last weekend. They're also changing the colors of the fountain to the red, white, and green. And they have some other things that are going on, but like the Monzo, Araceli, Juan Villagrana, all of them guys are working together to bring all of that here. We work together with all the tribes, so we know that we have things like Native American Day, our Stillwater Powwow, Indigenous Peoples Day, Native American Month. There's just so much to celebrate. It's the best time of year.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's do talk about the powwow, because that just is a few weeks off. Let's take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on your dial. And this is your talk radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. Welcome back to the Bouncing Dancing Marine Show. If you could only see it through the...
I'm not bouncing.
Well,
that is not bouncing.
What do you want to call it?
It was just...
Bobbing?
I was breakdancing.
Okay.
Well,
I wouldn't say
me,
that.
For me, that was breakdancing. Okay, hey, welcome back to the show. We are here with Reading Rancheria, some of our favorite people, Maria Roscoe and Glenn Hayward. Been hearing about the health benefits that Reading Rancheria have brought to our community and also Trinity County, the new things they're planning. And there's 12... Think about this. How many people? 12,000?
Well, we have 12,000. There's 20,000 in our health system, but 12,000 are partnership non-Indian patients.
Right. So think about that. Those people don't have to go to the emergency room. They have doctors. They get meds. They get it all. They have a doctor for their family and all this. It's outstanding. Now, we got a big event coming up.
Yes.
And it's October in a couple of weeks, really.
No, we were saying that October 6th through the 8th at our friends at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, we'll be hosting the Stillwater Powwow, and we are super excited. Friday night, we'll be honoring our elders. Saturday, we'll be crowning our prince, princesses, and junior misses. That, and then on Sunday, we'll be having the funnest, cutest dances that they can come up with. We have the elders who are dancing with the children. We have spotlight dances. We have grass dance dancers. Just all sorts of things. Big, beautiful
now,
regalia.
People come in from all over for this,
all
too.
Over
this,
the United
this
States
isn't local.
And Canada. Yeah.
Okay. And if you went to the rodeo this year on Wednesday night, Renteria night, you got to see a small idea of what this is going to be.
Yes.
Now, it's not just the dancing, but you have booths, you have vendors, you have all types.
Drummers,
everything there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, I saw it last year, and it was really exciting, and I'm so glad I went to it.
Yeah, it just has such an impact on you, whether you're participating, whether you're getting in there and dancing, or where you're buying some jewelry, or it's so impactful. You just feel... It's almost like your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know.
What does this mean to the nations, a powwow like this? Because we're not the only one. They're all over the United States. But what does this mean to the nation?
It's a gathering. You know, they've been doing this since the beginning. They gather, and like Jack will talk about the big times that were strictly in California. Powwows are from all over. So you could go and trade and, you know, show off your tribe and show off your culture and speak your language, and it's just beautiful how to see, like I said, like to see the elders and pass it down, and some of those little kids that we're watching are now going for junior miss and miss. It's beautiful.
So when you do when you're talking about crowning or what, you know, in this particular event at the powwow, how does that look when you're crowning someone?
So it'll be that night, so the Saturday night, each of the contestants that are running for the pageant, at that time, the person who was, say, the little brave goes and crowns the other little brave who wins. So they get to go out, get crowned, and then they do the dance around the arena all together.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I love that. So what is the crown? Give us a visual of the crown.
I keep telling them to make... So, Grandma, I need a Grandma crown. It's all beaded up, and they are just like almost a ruler size up, any color. So they've been pink. They've been Tiffany blue. They've been green. They've been red. I mean, they're just phenomenal crowns.
And do they pass the crown on, or do they get to keep them? Are they specifically made?
They get to keep them, and the Braves wear... not the crown. They were a band.
Ooh.
So they have the bands.
Well, I know that when we had the rodeo, and one of my jobs was as a volunteer was to get everybody out on the field or the arena. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was kind of walking in sacred territory. You know, the guys were putting their dance and all these wonderful, the regalia of the headdresses. And it was just... And it was fascinating. And what I also loved was the level of attention to
detail.
Nobody threw an attitude.
Mm-mm.
I just want you to know that. Because, you know, sometimes we, in any line of anything, when you're getting ready for a performance and you have to be on time, that whole particular group was just stand over here. Let's get out on the field. This is what we're doing. Because we're all a team. We got to just, you know, you got to follow a timeline. Because it's live, and the TV's there, and got a bunch of stuff standing by. Everybody was just really in the moment.
Yeah.
And that was, for me, the most, was, along with watching the performance, was one of the most beautiful feelings of like, wow, this is a togetherness.
Yeah, they're representing their tribe,
mm-hmm.
but they're also, they're competing. It's amazing to watch them compete. At all the different levels, the drummers are competing, the dancers are competing, and they just make it. It's just glorious. It's just.
I
can't even explain it.
It's an opportunity to learn about other tribes, other nations.
Absolutely.
Because what's happening with the Sioux in North Dakota? and then what you all are doing here in the Navajo, out of the Southwest, and then Eastern tribes too. Mm-hmm. So that must be interesting to compare notes.
It's very nice when we know they're coming in the night before, and we're all, you know, they go to the casino or just get to meet everybody, and then you see them in their regalia, and you're right, they get into character, and it's just beautiful.
So we have about 4 minutes left. Let's have some closing thoughts as we are getting, because we're going to have you back in October, but, you know, some closing thoughts today for our listeners take away. Let's start with you, Glenn.
Well, thank you for having us on. I just I think that people, the message we're always trying to get out there is that our tribal health system is not just for Native Americans. We're here to care for the community. We live and thrive in this community, and a healthy community is better for all of us. So our goal is to be the best healthcare provider in Shasta County, and we are pretty sure we are already there.
Well, good.
I love the confidence in the fact that when you're doing something, you like, I feel without a doubt that you 100% believe that.
I absolutely do, because we actually have the best team. They do all the hard work. They make us look good, and there's nothing that they won't do to take care of the patient, and we've empowered them to make those decisions at the front line. So we do provide the best health care in Shasta County. There's no doubt about it.
It's all about the team,
right? Absolutely.
You're nothing if you don't have a team. Mm-hmm. You can't do it alone. So, Maria, closing thoughts on some things that people need to mark their calendars for. In October, we talked about the powwow. What else is happening until your next time on the air?
Well, we're focusing on the Dancing with the Stars for the October 21st, October 6th through the 8th, the Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow, and we're celebrating Native American Day this Friday as a holiday.
And you will be emceeing and gracing the stage once again at the Cascade, the beautiful Cascade.
The beautiful Cascade.
Dancing with the Stars.
But I know we have an event called Barbie for the Redding Rancheria Community
Fund. Oh,
next
year.
And the entertainment is
going to be Barbie-esque.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe the band is going to be called Barbie-esque.
There you go.
If you've got Barbarella,
you're
going to
see
Barbie-esque.
You're going to see more than one Barbie. At this,
we're grateful, Linda, for you to be that ultimate Barbie for us all night.
Anyway, that's going to be in March, and we're already looking forward to that. Now I got the guy, seven piece band. We're going to be doing disco, country, rock,
all dressed
but
in
we're
pink.
Really there for this wonderful community event. We're going to talk about that for months to come. But you know, Native American Day will be
Friday.
That's
this
right.
Friday.
Remember, mark your calendars.
Okay. Well, and we'll be talking about the powwow, of course, over the next few days and urging people to go out there and take a look at it. It's free. You can just walk into the rodeo grounds. And tomorrow we're going to give away
a VIP pass to the Redding Roots Revival. It's like $70 or $80 value. They get you in for both days.